I forgot to mention, Shalom brethren, I forgot to mention, yes, I said the barley crop is associated with the Revelation 14 and Revelation 7 brides, so that those are the 288,000 people that are going to be raptured to the heavens, and they are all Israelite Christians. So those people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, have accepted Him as their personal Lord and Savior, they are walking holy before the Lord. They are not interested in the things of this world, and they are humble. So they have paid certain sacrifices that the rest of the body of Yahushua HaMashiach is not ready to pay. Now, these people, Yahushua, the Lord is revealing, Yahushua, that these are the true church that He is working through in these end times. Everybody else that calls himself church at the moment, or herself church, is more of part of the compromising church, unless they have decided to separate themselves. So you can be the guest of Yahushua and be the church of Yahushua, but not at the moment, it's not regarded as the true church of Yahushua. Only the bride of Yahushua at the moment are regarded as the true church of Yahushua, because they are ready to make the sacrifices that the Israelites were able to make in those days, like the apostles of Jesus Christ. They are following the Hebrew calendar, and they are doing many other things that the Lord desires, just like Israel does. Now, these people are the people that are going to rule and reign with Yahushua HaMashiach in the coming world, the millennial Sabbath reign of Yahushua on earth and the reign of Israel on earth. So this world is for Esau to do whatever he wants, and the next world is for Israel to rule and reign. That's why evil and wickedness prevail in this world, but evil and wickedness are not for the next world. Holiness and piety are for the next world. Now, so the Revelation 7 bride and the Revelation 14 bride are the barley crop. As I said earlier, the Revelation 14 bride will be raptured first. The Revelation 7 bride will be left behind for a short while. As per Revelation chapter 12, they will assist the guests to fight certain battles, for example, in the zombie apocalypse and other things that are going to happen. After the rapture, there will be a number of things that will be unleashed, like, you know, demons entering dead bodies and trying to mimic the resurrection of the dead. So there will be certain battles that the Revelation 7 bride have to take up arms and fight to, you know, assist the guests, because they will be more empowered. They will have the double anointing of Elisha upon them to be able to overcome. The Revelation 14 bride had the anointing of Elijah upon them. And as they are going up in the air along with the dead in Christ, their mantle will fall upon the Revelation 7 bride. And thus the Revelation 7 bride will develop the anointing of Elisha. Now the Revelation 7 bride and the Revelation 14 bride are one in Yahushua HaMashiach. It's just that the Revelation 14 bride are the mature ones, whereas the Revelation 7 bride are the younger bride. They're sort of classed as the foolish virgins, but they become wise as time goes on. They are doing well generally at the moment, but they are lacking in some areas, and they still need a bit of time to develop that. Now, the guests, as I said in the previous audio, these are associated with the wheat crop. This one is harvested around summertime, so close to Pentecost time. And the wheat is harvested all the way till around maybe July, August time of in Israel. It's all about Israel. Even the 3 days of darkness is going to start in Israel anyway. And then those people who are neither the guests nor the bride of Yahushua, so they've rejected Yahushua HaMashiach, they've rejected Yah's salvation, or some of them say they have, you know, claimed to be Christians or born-again children of God, but they are playing games within the faith, those are regarded as the feet for the winepress. So they are regarded as grapes. they are associated with the grape harvest, which usually happens around the time of the month of Tishrei, so September, October, November time. So those are fit for the wine press of Yahushua HaMashiach. Many of them will be on this earth during the time of the anti-Messiah, and they will be crushed. You know, the wine press, the issue wine, the word wine press is seen often in the book of Jeremiah, and it's also seen in the book of Revelation. That is what the Lord is talking about. The people who have rejected Yah's salvation and holiness and the Torah, the law, you know, and everything that the Lord has given to us that is supposed to help us to overcome sin. So there's the barley crop, the wheat crop, and the grape crop. Each and every one of us on earth falls within those three categories. Only one. You are either a barley crop, or a wheat crop, or a grape crop. And that is all about what you are doing within the faith, with regards to your salvation. That is what, and his holiness, because it says, be holy as I am holy, and pursue peace and holiness, without which you cannot see the Lord. So I just thought I should throw a bit more light on that in case some people are a bit confused, because I forgot to mention the grape crop, which is so important to understand as well. You can see that everything I mentioned is, once again, is linked to the calendar of the Most High God. It is all linked. Unless you understand the calendar, you cannot understand the walk of faith of salvation the way the Lord wants you to. A lot of people despise these things, and they even say that the issue of the Sabbath is a waste of time. Well, I leave that to you. You will give an account to the Lord when the time comes. I just don't have time to be arguing over these issues anymore. Let the people do whatever they want. The Bible is very clear on these matters. And it's up to everybody to seek the Lord while he may be found and get more understanding of what he is saying. He says in the book of Daniel chapter 12 verse 10 that the wise will always seek to purify themselves, to know the Lord more from his perspective and do things his way. Whereas the lawless will continue, the wicked will continue to be lawless like the anti-Messiah and do whatever they want until they see hellfire. But may our portion not be hellfire for eternity, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. I'm going to stop here for now. I pray that you've been blessed by these audios. Shalom.